Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome to the Garden Show and Home, brought to you by North Elm Home Furniture, Accents, and Mattresses on North Elm Avenue in Millerton, northelmhome.com. The Phantom Gardener, organic from the start, sustainable for the future on Route 9 in Rhinebeck and at thephantomgardener.com. And Stories Nursery in Freehold, New York, a gardener's destination. Oh, for over 60 years, open year round, visit them at storiesnursery.com. And today, from the Phantom Gardener, Juge Clausen is here. I think I'm done out there. I hope I'm done out there. I've got my last giant patch of dahlias in the kitchen, ready to go into their, sawdust, go to the basement. I'm rolling up all my Velcro strips, and soon the dirt gonna be over. It
That must feel good. You're
will
getting there.
feel better after I get these dahlias into the basement. That's for sure.
Yes. Yes, I hear you. I know it's that time of year. We're all kind of wrapping things up despite the weather that just continues on and on. It is, the end of a season. I can see it here in the yard at Phantom and even at home. It's, we're in that changing time.
Yeah, we are. And I haven't put my hoses away yet or turned out off my outside water
Yeah.
because, boy, for several reasons. I mean, I know I'm going to keep watering my new stuff. I know that it's just, I don't know. It forgot how to rain. It forgot how to rain.
Oh my gosh, it is so dry. It's really alarming. So yeah,
Yeah.
we are doing the same. Here in the yard, things are still getting watered. Things that we have put in the ground, still watering. I mean, until we really get a nice cold freeze and it stays that way, you do want to continue to water. If you're putting anything in the ground, I thought I was all done, Sally. Then I picked up a few more goodies here, but definitely make sure you're soaking that plant, soaking the hole you've dug, planting it, soaking it all again, mulching it, and then, water every few days, a good deep soak, twice a week maybe, good deep soak still for new stuff, because I can't believe how dry it is. And digging holes recently and how deep the dryness goes down. It's a little scary for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I actually dug dahlias earlier in the week, and they were actually hard to get out of the ground. It was so dry.
Yeah.
They didn't just pop out, and I was, I knew it was dry, but I don't know. I was pretty amazed, but I was also pretty amazed by how good the tubers were.
Oh, good.
I guess I'm looking forward to next spring.
Yes. Right
Not
now
sure.
we're still so tired, right? I mean, it's kind of sad to see the season end, but there's a part of me that's also happy to maybe slow down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely, I still have not gotten my winter clothes out.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I pull out something and I wear it, until it's dead, and then I go try and find something else. But, so I'm looking forward to being in.
Yeah, it's fun to have a new season.
Yeah, okay, so the wind has got me. I always talk about desiccants. I try and talk about antidesiccants this time of year. Antidesiccants are spray. Wiltproof is the best known one.
Yep, or Wilt Stop, another great one out there, but yep.
So it's just this year, I am really Sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't. But this year, I think it's almost critical because, all the things that have lost their leaves have ceased transpiring. But all the broadleafed evergreens and a lot of the conifers are still transpiring.
And there's no reserve in the ground for these guys.
No. So I think that this, and I planted a lot of rhodies and mountain laurels
Oh, nice.
this spring. And I've been watering them, watering them, watering them. And then I thought, man, we don't know what's going to happen. And if the wind keeps up, and it's a windy time of year, and those things are getting watered, but they're still transpiring. I think using an antidesiccant is like, this is the year to really consider protecting. You can also put up burlap.
Yes, that certainly helps with the wind, will help keep animals away. But I agree with you, the antidesiccants work really well. And this is actually the perfect time to apply it. We're not too cold. And you really want to, spray those plants down to the point where they're dripping with this stuff and letting it then get a good, it needs to dry. And we haven't had any rain, so just seems like an ideal time to get on it and do your rhodies, mountain laurel, azaleas, pyaris, all those kinds of things. Boxwood.
Boxwood. Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, we haven't had a bad boxwood dry out winter in a while. But this could be it. We could be tempted into thinking, well, we have these milder winters, but mild, dry, and windy is still a killer for boxwoods, and arborvitae, junipers, just all these things that if you, I don't know, if you're in a windy spot especially, and I don't know where the wind's not hitting, it'd be wise. 40 to 50
Absolutely.
degrees, it needs to be 40 to 50 degrees. We're in for a good long spate of that, no rain. And I think it's especially important when you're thinking of rhodies and the broadleaf evergreens to get the underside of the leaf in as well, because they're transpiring underneath as much as they're transpiring on the top.
Definitely soak them.
Yeah. So get yourself, get out your garden sprayer. I always like the concentrates of everything because they seem expensive up front, but they sure go a long way and you won't skimp. So, make that, I think, I don't know, especially if you love, I mean, boxwoods seem to get hit worse than anything. And they're
Yeah, they're
expensive.
definitely vulnerable.
And if you have like a line of boxwoods and two of them die, then you have to find two more that were the same size. They never are. So I don't know. It's an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, I think.
I like that. Yeah, absolutely. Get on it.
Yeah. And consider the mixed hedge.
Yes, and you could actually do your wreath, your Christmas tree, and your roping too when you decide to get those, because this actually works well to keep that fresh and fluffy throughout the season indoors. So, definitely worth it.
Yeah, it may not seem windy inside, but it sure is dry.
It's dry. So it helps with that too.
Yeah, so consider that, your task to of this week and next week, just go out and look at your stuff. I have some big roadies and a big boxwood, giant one. I'm gonna flood them. Just
Yeah.
even though they're old, I know what they're going through.
Absolutely. They're kind of going into the season that's already hard on them in a more vulnerable state. So this is definitely one of those years it pays to do this kind of prevention.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sort of like looking forward to a little quiet time, but I don't want a little quiet time with things gnawing at me.
Yeah, nice to have peace of mind.
Yeah, just okay. We're gonna have an anti-desiccant day and final watering day.
You could fertilize. It'd be a great time to fertilize those evergreens.
Really?
Yeah, this late in the season is really when you want to do it. It's like a late fall thing. And yeah, great time to fertilize the evergreens. You're not going to go out and fertilize other stuff right now, but your evergreens. So while you're doing your anti-desiccant, give them another good soak. But before you do that, something like Holly Tone, a granular slow release, great stuff. So easy to use. Even if you didn't water it in, it's great. But I always love to water that stuff in, considering how dry it is. Give them all another good deep soak and get some fertilizer on them.
Yeah, and boy, Holly Tone really works.
Isn't it good stuff?
Holly Tone kind of blows my mind with how it works. I had some stuff that was looking kind of shabby, and I thought, oh, let's try Holly Tone first. And it unshabbed like really fast,
Great.
And I think even if you have like some Pachysandra that's looking ratty. Holly Tone is great for Pachysandra. So, wait, we're going to take a quick break. Time to run out and buy your anti-desiccant, but we will be right back. So, Jude Clausen is here from the Phantom Gardener, Garden Show and Home, supported by Victoria Gardens Plant Nursery and Garden Center on Route 213 in Rosendale, victoriagardens.biz, Wallkill View. Farm Market, your farm market for all seasons. Route 299 West in New Paltz, wallkillviewfarmmarket.com. Catskill Native Nursery, gardening for a better environment on Samsonville Road in Kerhonkson and online at catskillnativenursery.com. We're taking our break. We'll be right back.